Chapter 64. The Major's mobile rang. It was Giles Pritchard.
"I've bad news, Alan," said the director. "The car bringing your prisoner to Thames House has been attacked. The prisoner has been killed, as has one of your men, Mike Travis. The other member of your team, Chris Wheeler, has been taken to A&E, but the prognosis isn't good."
"How the hell could that have happened?" asked Gannon.
"Apparently the killer was on a motorbike."
"I mean, how could they have known that we had him? And how could they have known we were taking him to Thames House?"
"We don't know."
"But we bloody well should know," snapped Gannon. "How is it that they know everything we're doing?" "You've got a problem over there, Pritchard. A big fucking problem, and you need to get it sorted."
"I hear you."
The Major took a deep breath to calm himself down. He rarely snapped, but then most days he didn't have to deal with 3 dead troopers and a 4th in hospital. Something had clearly gone very wrong.
"I need to see you face to face."
"I'm in the office."
"No, I need to see you outside. We can meet on Lambeth Bridge, midway. That way, I can see if you're being followed."
"I'm perfectly capable of carrying out my own counter-surveillance procedures," said Pritchard frostily.
"That ship has well and truly sailed," said Gannon. "Now we're going to do it my way. I'll text you when I'm there. And don't tell anyone where you're going or who you're going to see."
Pritchard began to protest, but the Major ended the call. He was done with talking.